Hey, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie. Am I speaking with Marco?
Speaking.
Hey, Marco. How's it going in your neck of the woods?
Good.
Awesome. You're just a hop, skip, and a jump away from us. We're over here in Fountain Valley, so how's it going over there? Are you in Montebello today, or are you somewhere else?
No, I'm here actually in Montebello.
No, are you? Okay, so you're close. Awesome.
Yeah.
You were speaking to my mapping coordinator, Jill. Did you have any questions based off of what you guys were talking about, or?
No, actually, I don't. I just needed to, I just wanted to see about that, about being on the, on Google in the front of when they look for me.
Yeah.
At the top in the front. And then also, there's a, when you go on Google and you look for me,
yeah,
you have like my home address. So I would like to see if you guys are able to take that off and put like my my office address.
Yeah, let me see here. Oh yeah, we do have your home address. Yep, it does say right there. Okay.
Yeah,
and
so
then
I would want to take that off and put the address of where I'm at right now at my actual office.
Okay, and then populate to the first page with the services that you offer as well, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Okay. Let me just take a look
at
your Google. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. And if you guys do a website, like actual website too, I wouldn't mind looking into that also, because I had one back then, but it wasn't really all that, so we took it
okay.
off.
Yeah, I see you guys took it off. It doesn't pop up here on your Google Business Profile. And then you guys do Facebook as well, or?
What was that?
I said, do you guys do Facebook as well? I see that you guys have a Facebook page here.
Yeah, I do. I don't really run it so much, but yeah, I have it.
Okay. Well, let me just take you through just like a deeper dive into what we do, and then I'll tell you like the pricing and everything like that, okay?
Sure.
Yeah, okay. So Jill told you that we had that listing available for Google, okay, on that first page. So what happens is once we actually close at that category, we don't work with anybody who does what you do in your area, all right? So we're only working with one company. We don't sign up other competitors in the area, all right? We want to make sure you get the results you're looking for. Now, you will never share that spot with anybody, okay? And you will never share your customers with anybody. So this is a direct call service in to you. Now, you have a Facebook page. What we do really well is we help you with the Facebook page also. So anybody that's searching for your service will be able to retarget them on Facebook as well. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So do you go to like, you go all the way to Riverside and Moreno Valley?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, you don't stay local like Whittier area or anything like that. You like to go far?
If I stay just local, then I won't really be working.
That's true. Yeah, yeah. So we'll push you out. Do you go into the Orange County areas as well?
Yes, I actually live in Whittier, East Whittier by Orange County.
Oh, do you? Okay, awesome.
I live in East Whittier, but my.
Your
office. Yard is in Montebello.
Okay, gotcha.
My office and yard is in Montebello.
Okay, gotcha. So then, and that's the 408 Cali Cinco Montebello, California. That's
no,
the
no, 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 no. I want to go ahead and remove those, the 408, and there's a 6433 Austin on Google too. I need to remove those too. Those are old ones.
Okay, I only see one that pops up on Google. Right now, on your Facebook, I see the 928 West Mines Avenue. Is that correct or no?
No.
Okay.
The new address is 1304 West Beverly Boulevard, Unit 202.
1302 West Beverly, you said?
1304 West Beverly Boulevard.
1304.
It's sweet 202. Yeah, we usually go anywhere from like, I've been all the way to Thousand Oak to like all the way to
So you go, Thousand Oaks is probably, do you go to Camarillo as well, or no? You kind of cut it off at Thousand Oaks. Camarillo's pretty far.
If it's worth the drive, yeah, we will go.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So, you go where?
Yeah, but I would say like Thousand Oaks kind of to like Temecula kind of.
Okay. Temecula. Okay, that's a good range.
And up the other way, we would go up to like.
You go up to Upland?
We would go up to like Upland, anything on the 210 up there.
Yeah. You don't go all the way up to, do you go all the way up to Apple Valley or no? That's too far.
Once again, if the job is worth it, we will go.
Yeah. Exactly. I get you.
We've done Adelanto too.
Really?
Hesperia, all this stuff. Right now we're working on Winchester. Mm-hmm. Winchester. Those are all new constructions. They're all out there by Temecula, Menifee.
Right.
But the new construction, so we're getting work out there. But I mean, it's far. But
it's new construction. It's paying for itself, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you prefer new construction over? Anything? So both. And then you guys do commercial and residential, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then so I had the new address in here. So now I was saying, so we help you with that Facebook as well to retarget, you know, we can target LA, Orange County, San Bernardino County, everything like that. We can target zip codes as well. So if there's a lot of construction going on over there, we can target that area so they can reach you guys directly and call you guys directly. Now, we do have a custom tracking system for you as well, so you'll be able to see everything that's going on. We build this just for you, all right? You'll be able to see how well your Google Business Profile is being listed for, how many clicks you're getting from Google and Facebook, and then you'll also be able to track the calls coming in from Google, okay?
Okay.
Now, with the website, we do custom work here with the website as well. Do you own your domain name or no?
What do you mean by domain name?
So the domain name would be, gottapaving.com.
Yeah, sure. I should own it.
So you own it. Okay. If you don't, we can help you get it. That's why I'm just asking. So that way we can link that with the Google Business Profile as well. Okay. So now let me just go into pricing because I know Jill probably didn't tell you, but you qualify for what's called a legacy rate because you've been in business for 10 years. Is that correct?
Over 10 years, yes.
Over 10 years. Well, congratulations. I know that's not easy, especially with all the ups and downs that the economy has been going through. So congratulations on that one. So what we do is we actually grant the legacy rate to business owners 10 years and over. Now, Jill gave you a 50% discount. So it is just going to be $299 month to month. Now, it usually is $599 month to month for a service like this. Okay. But with that discount, you actually get a 50% discount for $299 month to month. Okay. Now, Marco, there's no long-term contracts or anything like that. You're not locked into anything. You are grandfathered in at that $299 price. That will never go up or that will never go down per job. Okay. That's a flat rate. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Now There is a one-time setup fee. That's to build the website and then also the programming for the Google and the Facebook ads as well. There's a one-time setup fee of just $99. So out the door for us to build your website and host it and everything like that, along with the Google and the Facebook, that will be $398, but then $299 month to month after that. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, I want to be super transparent with you, though, Marco, okay? I want to have proper expectations for you, okay? So to populate your Google Business profile on the first page, it is going to take you 30 to 45 days to get on that first page of Google. Okay, that's not to say you won't receive calls. You're just going to start seeing the maximum results after that 45-day marker. Okay, now within 7 to 14 days, we will have your website built for you. So that's going to be up and running within 7 to 14 days. Within 7 to 14 days, we will also have your Facebook ads up and running. So that way, this can be an investment and is self-sustaining on its own within the first month and the second month and the, you know, months to months to come after that. With that tracking system, that will be up and running for you within 5 to 7 days. We custom build this for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So do you have a logo and everything like that for your website or no?
The company logo.
Okay. Yeah. The company logo. Cool. So what I'm going to do is I would get you on an onboarding call is with my tech team. They're really good at building the custom sites. So they're going to go through that with you and they're going to ask you how you want that website. If you want to make changes to it, you can let us know and we make changes to it whenever you want. Okay. Now they're also going to make sure that your address matches up. That way we can push people to obviously the Montebello, the 1304 Montebello, West Beverly Boulevard. So that way that matches as well. And then they're going to get access to the Facebook. You're just going to add us as a partner there. Okay. We just want to make sure that this month, first month is smooth so we can get that Facebook, Google and your website up and running. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So with this being such an exclusive listing, Marco, I'm sure you want to take advantage of it. That way we can get these things set up to you and then populating you on the first page, correct?
Okay.
Let me make sure I have everything correct here because I want to just do this once with you. Okay. You already gave me the business address. For the phone number, the 323-974-4867, that's a good business number for your customers to call you, right?
Which one again, sorry?
It's 323-974-4867. Is that correct?
Okay, yeah.
That's correct? Okay.
And then 68. Hold on. And it's gonna, I have an office phone too. I want to ask.
You want to put that one on there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Go ahead and give that one to me, and I'll put that one on. So that one will show on your Google Business profile, and then every time somebody will call in at the office.
323-597-1550. 1550. Yeah, 597-1550, and 323
Air Coast. Okay. Make sure I have this correct here. Okay. And then for the services you offer here, I just want to make sure you have this correct. You do asphalt, fill engraving, and then you do concrete as well?
Grading and concrete, yes.
Okay. Gotcha. And then Marco, okay, so I have everything correct. What's your business name? Just to make sure I have it spelled right. It's G-A-E-T-A Paving, P-A-V-I-N-G?
Yes.
Okay. And then Marco, what's your last name?
G-A-E-T-A, same thing.
Gaeta. Gaeta. Okay. That makes sense. and then what's your email address so we can send everything over in writing along with your invoice as well? What's your email address so we can send over everything in writing?
It's the same thing, guys. It's the same thing, company name, at yahoo.com.
Oh, okay. At yahoo.com. gayatapaving@yahoo.com?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. At yahoo.com. Okay. And then the phone number to reach you at for our personal, for your personal information. So we'll be sending you like updates on your Google Business profile, on obviously your website, and then obviously on the Facebook as well. Is that the 974-4867? Is that a good phone number to reach you at?
Yes.
Okay, let me just make sure I have everything correct here for you. And then we're going to tell my team for the website. Facebook. Okay, just give me one second, Marco. You guys have a job today or no?
Yeah, my guys are on the field.
Oh, nice. Were you guys working at today? Over there in
Pasadena.
Pasadena? Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, here. Okay. And then, Marco, for this listing, what are you going to secure it with? Are you going to secure it with a business credit card, or are you going to secure it with a business Visa card?
Well, it's probably going to be a business credit card, but I want to make sure you guys go over with me everything that you're offering before I give you guys anything.
Yeah, so let me do this. Let me send you, you'll get it twice, okay? But what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you an email, so that way you have it in writing, and then obviously too, you'll get it again once the profile is created for you here. But let me just send it over to you so that way you can take a look at it really quickly as well. Here you go. Give me one sec here. Facebook. Marco. Okay, so the price is in there. Obviously, the month-to-month deal. Okay, I just sent you that email, Marco. Let me know when you get it, okay?
What email again, sorry?
I just sent you an email because you said you wanted to make sure that you have everything in writing. So I sent that over to you. You will receive another one once we create the whole profile here. But that way you have it here, so there's no mix up. Also, too, once we do secure your listing, I want to make sure everything is smooth on your end as well. So I take you through a voice verification. So that way, if there is a hiccup, we can fix it right then and there. And, you know, there's no problems. And then I will set up a meeting with you and my tech team after everything is done and set up for you. So that way we can get this ball rolling for you very quickly. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I sent that over. Did you get it?
In a second, sorry.
Yeah, no problem. It's coming from C. Mollenkamp, so it's Charlie Mollenkamp. It might be in your spam because this is the first time that I sent you an email, if you want to check there.
Oh, I got it right here.
You got it? Okay.
Perfect. Hold on, give me a second.
Yeah, you can put me on hold.
Come on. Hey, prima, si,
well,
no, well, yes, not me.
No, I'm calling to see if she knows the name of the place for the traje.
Yeah, prima, we're right here at the office. Let me, she stepped out to the store real quick. She'll be back. She left her phone.
Okay, do you know, like, what street? Because I'm right here already.
Fuck, I don't know. In downtown?
Yeah, where we bought dishes, Vestido.
Oh, that's right there in Los Angeles. On Los Angeles Street and fuck, I don't know. Los Callejones, right?
Yeah, where we got dishes. I'm going to go try out for Isaiah.
You should have told us. We could have gone with you.
honestly, I'm gonna go check his site so that I know if I can order it online because I found it cheaper on Etsy. And I'm gonna see his site. Pero if you guys wanna come, we can come another day.
Okay.
Because I'm also here to check the cazuela de barro.
Okay.
So, if I don't have time to go to the crashes, I'll let you know.
Okay, pues. So you want, I'll try to record you right now, porque no, para que te diga exactamente dónde están.
Okay,
dale, pues. Awesome. All right, bye. Hello.
Hey, I'm still here.
Okay, so yeah, I got your email.
Yeah. So if you open it up, you'll see right there the pricing that I said. It's the $299 with the $99 setup fee, the one-time setup fee. There is no contracts, okay? So it's just month-to-month, all right? So there is no termination fee, early termination fees or anything like that. It's just that flat rate of $299 month-to-month for us to do all this stuff for you and to continue to populate you to that first page, right? Now, you'll see here it does say first page results. Search results on Google and Bing. All right. You'll have exclusive local listings. You'll have the Facebook ads, mobile platforms, directory submission packages. You'll have direct access to Google Analytics. And then you'll also be able to review and capture systems. So if you want to, it's this easy avenue for your clients to leave reviews. So that's for your Google business profile. Okay. So if you want, we can help you send out a text message to anybody that you've done work to, and then they can leave you a 5-star review right then and there. Okay. And then also too, it has right there the tracking and reporting system. So we custom build that for you, and then everything that we do will be in that. You'll get credentials, a username and password for it. And then you'll be able to log in and you'll be able to track everything that's going on. Like I said, you'll be able to track what's being searched, what you're being listed for, how many clicks you're getting from Google and Facebook. And you'll also be able to track the calls coming into your phone as well. Okay. Now it says right under that, it says custom website design. It says, let us customize a site for you, for your business. So I've already added this into the package. I've already made a note here for my tech team. So when we do that onboarding call, they will ask you how you would like that set up. Can you send the logos in? So you know, obviously your business logos, so they can make that custom site for you as well. Now that will be done within 7 to 14 days. So we get started on that very quickly for you. So that way when somebody does search your business, they don't have that error message that comes up right now online. It goes straight to that page. Mm-hmm. Now that web page is also mobile friendly. So it's compatible with all the phones. So it's so when you open it up, it'll come up very nice on a cell phone, on a tablet, and on a desktop. All right. So there's no like cutoffs or anything like that. And it fits really well with Google for optimization for you. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So now you have all this in writing here. Now, like I said, you will receive another one once we finish your, securing your listing with us. You will receive another one, but you'll also receive it with your invoice. And then you'll also receive is I take you through a voice verification. It's a protection form for you. You get that sent to you in writing as well with an email also. So that way you have that for your reference as well, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So now, is there any other questions you have for me or anything like that?
Not for now.
Okay. Okay. So for here, I just need to finish setting your account up with us. Once we set it up, I send all this over to my tech team. I have a full open schedule tomorrow for you. It just depends on how your schedule is that we would get on an onboarding call with my tech team. So that way they can start this process of, you know, changing that stuff that you have on Facebook, that address, and then also for you to be able to populate on that first page. Also for the Facebook and then getting that website started as fast as possible for you, okay? So okay. with your business credit card, is it just Galleta? Did I say that right? I'm sorry if I said it wrong.
Galleta.
Galleta paving on it, or does it have Marco Galleta?
It has both.
It has both? Okay. And then is the billing address on there, is that a P.O. box, or is it the same address that you gave me early as the 1304?
No, this is the same address. Well, on the credit card?
Yeah, for the billing address.
Well, yeah, the credit, if you want the address for the credit card, it's going to be a different address. But if you want like the billing address for like to send me like letters and stuff, it's going to be the office address that I gave you.
No, so it would be the billing address of the credit card. So what's the credit card issued to? Now, if you want us to send stuff, I already have that personal information for your Google Business Profile, but this is for the card registration.
So it's going to be, uh, 16222 Landmark Drive in Whittier.
In Whittier. Oh, I know where that's at.
Yeah.
Yeah, I grew up around there. I went to Santa Fe High School.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I'm very familiar with that area.
Yeah.
So Landmark Drive. Let me just make sure I have everything correct here for you. You have kids?
Yeah.
Did they go to Whittier High School?
No, my kids go to, my son goes to, Cantwell, Montebello. They go to private schools.
Okay, they go to Cantwell. Okay. My sister used to play, she used to go to St. Paul, so they used to play against Cantwell all the time in sports.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, my son goes to, Cantwell. My little one goes to, St. Benedict.
Okay.
And my old one, she's already in, she goes to Cal State Fullerton.
Oh, nice. Congratulations. That's a good school to go to. So congratulations on, you know, her going there. That's awesome.
She's doing all right. Third year already.
Oh, wow. Well, that's good. She's almost done then.
She's on her third year. Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. That's a proud dad moment right there for sure.
Yeah.
For the zip code here, what's the zip code on it?
90604.
Okay. And then for the card itself, is it going to be a Visa or a MasterCard?
Visa.
Visa. Okay. And then I'm ready for that card number whenever you are.
Okay. You know what? I'm getting a card. Give me a second, please. Sorry.
Yeah, you can place me on hold. So he goes all the way to Temecula, Upland. He also goes to... what is that place called? It's not Camarillo, Thousand Oaks. Okay, so he goes Thousand Oaks. Thousand Oaks. Any place in between there. Thousand Oaks. Yes, I'm here. Sorry, I was just writing down all these Thousand Oaks, Temecula, Upland, and then obviously populate you into the Orange County area. No, you're
yeah,
okay.
We go, like I said, I go anywhere as long as the price is right.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So we just want to make sure that you get into these populated areas because, I mean, you're in prime time. We're in primetime Los Angeles. Anywhere from Los Angeles all the way down to Temecula, there's their cities happening, rebuilds, new construction going on. So we want to make sure we get you in those areas. So I just was writing these down so that way when my tech team calls you tomorrow, they'll already have this. They'll go through it with you again just to make sure. And then they'll ask you if you want any other specific cities that you want to work in. So, but I just want to make sure we have those. Temecula, Upland, Thousand Oaks. I'm going to put Orange County in here, LA County as well. So we're definitely going to be populating you there. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Awesome. Okay. So, where were we? Okay. It was a visa, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then the card number for the visa, I'm ready whenever you are, okay?
Give me a second.
Yeah, no problem.
You don't have a checkbook there, my mother.
Oh, excuse me. Do you guys have a lot of before and after pictures as well? I see that you guys did a lot on your Facebook page here, which is really nice. Can you hear me? Oh, you seem really far.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, there you go. No, it's okay. It's okay. I was saying these before and after pictures look really nice on your Facebook page. We can utilize these pictures for your website.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So I was taking a look at the Facebook. On the Facebook too, you have a different address here. You want that one changed as well, right?
Yeah, whatever is like 6433 and 408 Calle Cinco and all that. I just want the office address.
Okay. Because on this one, it's a 928, but I'm gonna say change Facebook as well. And then we'll be able to connect the Facebook with the, with your website also. We'll put the link here so that we can have it on there. Now, with the Facebook, you have a 323 number, but it's the 720-1856. You want that one to get changed out to the office phone number as well, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to say address.
Actually, you're going to put both numbers on everything, right?
So, on the website, yes, I can put both numbers on there for you. On Google, you're only allowed to have one. So I would just put the office. If the office phone number translates back to your phone, if it just, you know, if nobody answers, it goes to your phone, then it still goes to
your
phone.
How do I do that? Do I gotta talk to the office, to the company name, to the company? Oh, you could?
Yeah. Oh.
Okay, never mind. My wife says that it's a phone, I guess, that we gotta get that's or the call.
Oh, okay. It could just be with just like a phone number that you guys have with the office.
Yeah, the office stuff is new to me. I haven't had an office, so I'm really getting into them.
Oh, okay.
After 10 years, we finally got an office.
Hey, congratulations. Moving with baby steps, right?
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome. All right. So I have everything set for your so just to clarify, for the Facebook, do you want that phone number to be your office or do you want it to be your personal?
No, on the Facebook, put the put the office on that one. And the Google, put mine.
Okay.
Which one do you think they call more on the office one or, I mean, I'm sorry, on the Google one or the
other call, one? They'll call more on the Google one because they're going to be searching for your service and then that's going to be the one that populates more. So if you want direct calls to your phone, then, I mean, I would do the Google one if that's what you want.
Yeah, the one that they call the most, I guess we could put it on my cell phone. And then the other one, we can put it in the office. My wife, I mean, she's usually going to be here at the office, usually throughout. She's usually going to get here through, like, 8 to, like 8 to 3 or somewhere like that, 8 to 2.
Mm-hmm.
Because after that, she goes and picks up the kids and stuff. So yeah, she'll be on those ones, I guess she'll be, you know, whatever calls she can get the messages and stuff.
Yeah, that's not a problem. So then that's what I'll do. I have here for the office, for Google, we'll do your phone number, but then, for Facebook we'll change the address obviously to the location and then we'll change the phone to the office as well.
Okay.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, fine. Yeah, let's do the Google.
Okay. Awesome. So I have everything here. I'm just going to, like I said, once we complete and finish this, securing your listing here, I'm going to send this all over to my tech team. I'm going to send you a couple emails and a text message. That way you receive everything before I get off the phone with you. And then I'm going to set up a meeting with my tech team and you tomorrow. Okay.
You guys are part of that car until everything's set up, obviously, right?
What was that?
I said, you guys don't charge no card or nothing until everything's set up, and I like everything, right? Everything's good to go.
So the card would be charged today for the $398, and that's to get everything going, and we send you everything as we go. So it's a month-to-month deal, so we charge it now, and then I send everything over to my tech team, and they're starting to work on it today. So they're getting everything. It's the setup fee. When I said there's a $299 with a one-time setup fee, it's in the email right there. Did you see that?
I didn't pay so much attention to it.
Oh. So yeah. there's just the $99 that creates the website for you that we're going to custom build for you. That also creates like the advertisements for Facebook. And then obviously it's the groundwork for Google to get that up onto the first page. Now it's just for the first month is the $398 and then month to month after that is only the $299. So yes, it would get charged today, but then after that it'd be $299 month to month. But that's why I want you, it's all about communication, right? So that's why I want to set this onboarding call with you as soon as possible, which is tomorrow morning. I would want to do it. So that way we can get going on this as fast as possible so we can get that website up and running within that 7 to 14 day marker. Now we will send you the updates on it so that way you can take a look at it. And if you want any changes, you would just let us know and we would change it right then and there for you. And then you would also be able to see the Facebook ads and then you'd also be able to follow along with the Google. We would update you as well on that just to make sure that everything is populating correctly for the services that you offer. Okay?
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. In the email too, it does say no long-term contracts. We just ask for a 2-month verbal agreement because that's when you're really going to start seeing the results happening after that 30 to 45 days getting on the first page of Google. It's just the first month is the setup stage. We have to build everything for you out. Now you already have some stuff built, but we still have to do the groundwork to populate everything correctly. And then we have to do the groundwork to keep you there each and every month. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so I just want to be super clear and upfront and honest with you about everything that we do. there's no hidden doors here, nothing. I just want to make sure that, you know, I'm super transparent with you on what we do here and how we do things, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So, like I said, I have everything ready for you here. All I need is I would just take your card payment down here to see, get it all on file here. Then I would set up a security question for you. This protects you and us. So you are the only authorizer on this account for us. So we set you up with a security question. So every time we call you, we'll always ask this security question. So we always know we're speaking with you. Every time you call in, we'll always ask a security question. So that way we always know that you're calling in and it protects your information with us as well. Okay?
Okay. You ready for it?
I'm ready when you are.
4259-0720-5207-7236.
Wait. Hold on. I just have 5259. Sorry, I'm a slow typer. 4259-0720.
Yep. 5207-7236.
Okay. And then your expiration date?
10/26.
Okay, and then the security code on the back.
Security code is 3-7-7.
This is a 3-digit code on the back.
The 3-digit code 3-7-3.
Okay, and then Marco, for your security question that I have here, that's, like I said, that's going to protect you and it's going to protect us. We always know that we're speaking with you once you give us the answer to this. I have 3 questions here. You could have one of them. You could have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like for your security question here?
The pet's name.
Your pet's name? What's the pet's name?
Harley.
Harley?
Harley with a C. Uh-huh.
Oh, Carly? C-A-R?
Yeah.
Okay, Carly. Gotcha. Is Carly a dog?
Yeah.
Okay. What kind of dog was Carly?
It's a poodle. A poodle.
Oh, a poodle. Okay. That's a big doggy then. All right, here. I'm just finishing up here. Okay, so I have everything set up here for you, Marco. I am going to walk you through is what's called a voice verification, like I told you before. Before I do make any purchases on behalf of your business, I want to just walk you through this. The reason being is because I have you on a discounted pre-agreement, and it's an added protection for you that will be sent to you in writing along with the invoice, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So I'm just going to walk you through this. If you don't understand or if it's not clear to you on the question, just say, hey, Charlie, what do you mean by that? And I'll rephrase it for you. I just want to make sure you have a firm understanding before I process the transaction. So here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business. Awesome. Please state your name and the title within the business.
Marco Gaeta.
Awesome.
Owner.
Awesome. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Awesome. You are an authorized user on this billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. Marco, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. So that's Carly, okay? That's your dog's pet's name, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yeah.
Okay. Our customer service number that my tech team is going to call you from, it's going to come from an 877-635-6225 number, all right? Now, I'm going to email that to you as well so you have that for reference as well, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement? Hello, Marco? Deluja? Hello?
Yes, I hear you.
Oh, okay. Did you hear, I asked, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is October 9th, in the non-refundable amount of $398. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew on the 9th. In the amount of $299. This is a recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting that client support number at 877-635-6225. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. So, Marco, what I'm going to do is what availability do you have tomorrow? So that way I can get you on a tech team with my tech team and we can get this ball moving very quickly for you. My tech team's all booked up for the rest of the day today. Do you have availability tomorrow early?
Yeah, 8 o'clock is fine.
8 o'clock. Okay, 8 o'clock. They usually do it on the top of the hour, so it would be 8 o'clock. I'm going to send you an email right now with that information. Now, everything went through on this side, so you're all set over here. I'm going to send you the email, though. I do want to say welcome to Local Splash. We are like a family here. We're going to treat you like a family and get you the results and build you that custom website that you're looking for. I'm going to send this over to my tech team. I did send you a text message right now. Can you open that up while I create this this meeting with you tomorrow for my tech team? Says Marco. Yeah, it says Marco, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Mm-hmm. We sent you a copy. Now, right there it has a link, my.localsplash.com/terms. Can you click that link? Now, when you open that, it's going to say Local Splash Terms of Experience. On the bottom, there's going to be a little checkbox. It's going to say that you're the certified authorized holder and signature of the credit card. You have to click that, and then you have to sign your name. Just type it, and then click Confirm Signature. Now, when you do that, it's going to take you to a login form. It's going to say username and password once you're done with that. Just let me know when you're done, okay? You're already there? Oh, man, you're fast. All right. So that login form, that's the tracking system that I told you that we're going to build for you. So in about 5 to 7 days, we're going to send you an email with your username and password with a link back to that specific page. Now, you'll be able to start tracking everything that we have here, okay?
All right.
Okay, now let me see here. I'm going to send you an email, and it's going to be from a Google Calendar. Okay, just give me 1 second here. I'm just setting this up for you. tag my tech team on here as well. Okay. Excuse me. Okay, so I just sent that out to you. It just got emailed. So what I would do, interesting. So what I would do is, I would accept it, just say yes, and then that's just going to let me and my tech team know that everybody's going to show up to the meeting at 8 a.m., okay?
Okay.
Okay, so my tech team is going to call you tomorrow morning around, I would give them a little window, because they might go over from the onboarding call before you, just in case that person has questions, but they're going to call you in the window from 8 to 8:15, okay? Marco?
Okay. Yes, I hear you.
Okay. Okay, so I got everything here set up. I'm going to send everything over we talked about to my tech team right now, so that way when they come to the call tomorrow, they're coming ready to get started on moving this ball forward on building your website, everything like that, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do you have any questions for me at this point or anything like that?
No.
Okay. If you want to get a hold of me to ask me any further questions or anything like that, you can call that 877 number. That's a direct line into our office. And then you can just ask for Charlie. And then I could always answer questions for you as well, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Marco. Well, I have everything set up for you here. I'm pretty much done on this end. What I'm going to do is I'm going to send this over, and then we'll contact you in the morning at 8 a.m. to get you rocking and rolling, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, Marco, I appreciate the time, and we will talk to you tomorrow, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, okay. No problem. Have a blessed day.
All right, good, thank you.
Thank you, bye-bye.
Yeah.